Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sans Pants Radio, I took the deceitful feat for a reason.
Hey all, just letting you know that this is your last chance to send us your D&Ds for Nerds artwork. Winner gets to help shape how we run a side quest adventure and will receive the next D&Ds for Nerds USB tape when we get around to releasing it. Second and third place will also get something, maybe access to the Patreon Dropbox, if you haven't got it already. If so, we'll work on something. And speaking of the Patreon Dropbox, if you want to always be 2 weeks ahead of everyone else, for just $5 a month, you can. Just head to patreon.com/sanspantsradio. Now, enjoy the first episode of Season 2. There's nothing sadder than a group of adults sitting around a table weighing the pros and cons of wielding a long spear versus a short spear. But that is exactly what we are doing today. Welcome to episode 26 of D&D is for Nerds. As ever, I'm Joel Zammit playing the part of Leo Shadow. Opposite me is Jackson B. Bailey playing the part of...
Oh, you'll see.
All right. And next to him we have Ali Kathleen playing the part of Ainsley Foggyfeather.
Is he still pissed at us?
Yes.
And as always, to my right, we have the adequate DM, Adam Cool Coconuts.
I'm not even... Shut up, Adam.
Previously on last season of D&D is for Nerds.
Don't loot me. Bury me with my things.
Leo wakes up.
Ah, do you not know how to deal with children, hang bartender? On, sorry,
this is a halfling. Did you think it was a child?
You failed to expel guy.
Shit!
Hey, maybe Grayson's gone back there.
Nah, he's still pretty salty at us.
He'll be less salty when he finds out I'm dead. I was his favorite.
This bartender has like a little note that he passes to you guys, and he says, this was left for you.
Okay.
What's it say?
It's got the name of a ship and a dock number.
Well, when am I going to start decomposing?
Eventually. Leo, you're like walking from inn to inn and you spot Grayson in the crowd. Why are you looking for the cat?
Because I figure he would want to know if it's Kryptide.
I hug him.
Does Kryptide have a spell book?
Yeah, he had a spell book.
Cool, I hold it and hug it nightly and read over it a lot.
The power couple is back.
Back in.
Yes.
Grainsley.
Yes. Maybe.
I look up at you and I'm Ainsley and I'm like, maybe we can bury him with Carmichael?
He was a good friend, loyal.
When I was first captured, I thought my life was over. But really, it just began.
Just gonna miss you, mate.
I like hold Ainsley's hands and squeeze it.
Bye, guys.
Quick recap. You buried Kryf. Mm-hmm. He was killed pirate city of Nar. You went to Still Old hurt. Ashton, buried him there with Carmichael. Months have passed.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to jump forward a bit ahead in time here. You guys are on a boat all together, and you have been sailing with, in addition to other people, it's a big sailing vessel, but you've also gotten to know Jackson's new character. Would you like to introduce yourself?
My name is Cassius Christie. I'm a lady dwarf.
Oh,
good,
yes.
Good, because how funny.
Girl power!
Dwarf power.
Girl dwarf power!
We're only little together.
Oh, yes. Am I the biggest person here? This is so opposite to reality.
I'm a druid. But I intend to be a rough and tumble brawler.
Because
of course I don't play against, like, into the fucking class I am.
Jixon?
Yes?
what's a druid?
A druid is like a nature wizard. But I love playing, you know, in the D&D games that I've played in the past, I like playing as a druid because all of their spells are dumb. 2-1, I can talk to animals. How funny.
Amazing. That would have been really great.
I can become a tree.
Oh, rad.
Yes, and I'm just kind of like, I don't know, I'm like a kind of sword for hire, I suppose. I get my kicks beating the shit out of people, you know, so.
Awesome.
You also have an owl.
Yeah, I also have an owl called Mr. Fists, who's my familiar, who's just as rough and tumble as I am.
Of course you do.
Big muscly owl.
Does this one
it's
like
not
you?
A muscly owl.
It loves me. It's so muscly.
Why is it called Mr. Fists?
Because it's...
I mean, owls don't really have
fists. It's a fighting owl, Ali.
It's a fighting owl. It's Cassius Christie and a fighting owl.
I feel as though you and I aren't going to have nice late night cocoa talks.
No, that's
boys.
Not the kind of person I am. Maybe about killing boys. No, punching. Never kill. Sometimes I kill.
You've been traveling for quite some time now. I'm going to say maybe you guys, were distraught over the passing of Crifpum. Maybe you just decided that you really wanted to get around and see a lot more of the world because you'd spent a lot of it only on a boat.
Mm-hmm.
Or for a reason, you guys decide, but you've been going
killing
now.
Some more wizards.
You've been going now.
Because now, really, three. I'm counting Criff.
Along the coast of Bronland, which is one of the continents, and just going from town to town to town along there, having, like, not necessarily misadventures or adventures or anything like that. But just
living a life.
Living a life,
What's the area like?
Right now, you're coming around, there's a, like, a very, it's basically where forest meets sea right now. And there's the next port of call is Azamaril, which is an elven town. You would also probably, all of you happen to know that there's one of the only like two magical academies or universities or whatever you'd like to say here.
Ooh.
You've probably never been. This is a very, no. It's not out of the way, but it's not a place that many people come unless they have purpose to be here specifically.
Ainsley, we can learn magic.
Oh my God, guys, it's going to happen. How does Grayson feel about magic? Because that may change my mind. Because, like, we're already...
Quick question, though, Allie.
Oh, yeah, what's Grayson? Going on with Grayson?
Grayson's just been traveling with you. It's sort of everything's kind of on hold, almost. There's, like, been this grace period.
Okay.
Grace period for Grayson.
Grayson?
Well, you guys haven't done anything particularly...
Do we still have Carter's head?
Hmm.
We've been carrying it around for so long.
You've, what did you do with it?
Put it in our backpack.
Put it in our backpack.
We pickled it.
We pickled it in our backpack. We're going to go to Kasra at some point.
Yes, at some point.
At some point.
The head's probably very decomposed.
Well, we pickled it. Mm. Isn't that just like freezing it? I don't know how pickling works.
In any point.
In any case.
Months before you came here, Grayson was talking about the Magical Academy here, and he was saying that because you were told way back when that the magical enclave at Goldcrest would have gone into hiding and underground. Grayson seems to feel that the Magical Academy at Azamaril is going to be the best place to, if not find them specifically, then maybe pick up a lead as to where they could be.
Okay.
And so that's why you're, well... If, you know, your own reasons as well, because it's a long trip, but that's what Grayson's looking forward to.
Have I learned any spells yet?
No.
Did we get a magic wand?
Not yet.
No.
Can we get one?
You can buy one here at Azamaril.
Yes, we would like
to
buy.
Have we reached port?
I'm saying you're like maybe a day away, so I'm just going to start you guys on the ship. You're standing somewhere near the starboard.
That's the side.
Adam, who have I fought on the ship and who haven't I?
Are we going through this, are we?
Uh-huh.
Did you fight me?
Yeah, I want to fight everyone.
Did you fight? Do you reckon he would have fought us? Yeah. Who won?
No, that's what I'd like to know.
How's all those?
Highs.
You fought very few people.
Oh.
I'm gonna like. Is there like people on the bow?
There's like sailors going around doing their business. Grayson's here as well.
I wanna look for the toughest looking sailor.
It's Grayson.
The toughest looking sailor. Sailor. Grayson's not sailor.
So you know your boundaries.
I don't shit where I eat.
Highs or lows?
Highs.
Gross, Jackson.
You find a pretty tough looking guy. You think you might be a half orc.
Hey, fuck boy.
Jesus. Worse.
We just, like, traded a shit wizard for a shit tree.
He turns around.
I know.
And he does, you know that, you know, like a cartoon bull will, like, flare its horns, flare its nose before it does the charge?
Nah, flare its
horns. He does, like, that thing where he flares his nose.
How about an arm wrestle?
He saunters over. How about I punch you in the face?
Punch you.
That wasn't what I asked for, mate.
It's, I don't know, what did you call me? That sounds like you were asking for it.
Just wanted your attention.
You've got it.
Russell?
That's the sound of giving up, ladies and gentlemen.
No, he walks away.
Aww. I gesture, like turn to these guys and gesture. Fuck boys.
How manly is Cassius?
Cassius.
Because... I'm sure that in this day and
when
age...
When you say manly, how are you determined manliness?
Well,
manliness.
I feel as though if a woman screamed out, hey, fuck boy, and then a guy was like, how about I punch you in the face? It seems very... I think he thinks you're a guy.
Does he, Adam?
Or do they know you well enough?
I don't have a beard or anything.
Well, you do.
Oh, then it's the most glorious, beautiful
it's not like,
beard in the world.
It's not like one of those big, like when you think of a dwarf beard.
Wait, female dwarfs have
female
beards?
Female beards really only come maybe down to their chest area.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm so confused.
You'd probably, unless you wanted to seem very manly, female dwarves would like braid it and make it look pretty.
Yeah, I would be pretty clearly a woman.
Would you put flowers in your braided beard?
No. Sometimes they do.
I would not.
Okay. You not just put like teeth of like your defeated enemies.
Yes.
An owl perched on your shoulder, teeth in your beard.
Mr. Fists, can you believe this shit?
Your very feminine beard.
Mr. Fists grooms himself.
That's right, Mr. Fists.
It is nighttime for him.
Oh, Mr. Fists.
Does he have like a little nightcap?
No. Ridiculous.
How good would that be? Like a little nightcap, a little
I
iPad?
See my error was to give you guys free time on a ship. Yeah. That was my error.
That's on you, Adam.
That's on me.
Where are you, Lily Hammers, going?
We're going to go to this mage university. We've got a couple of leads on some rebel wizards. We're going to have a bit of ruffle and tumble and take them down. We made a promise to a dear friend of ours. That
could
we
you
would
use some muscle?
We could easily use some muscle, yes.
Adam, what's an appropriate rate for muscle?
So, for any stat, 10 is considered human average. Mm-hmm. So, like you or me, we'd be maybe a 9, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And in real life?
Yes.
Yeah, sure. Maybe 6 is 7. Possibly like human minimum. Well, I guess 0 is human minimum, but a 0 is like a comatose sort of
atrophied limbs.
18 is kind of human maximum. So yeah, if you're thinking like an Olympic level weightlifter, that's an 18.
Mm-hmm.
You are sitting at a strength of 15.
Yeah.
So you do all right.
I'm getting by.
Yeah.
I meant money.
Yeah,
though.
I think you meant how much are we charging.
I let you finish.
Yeah.
I meant how much to charge.
I thought you said physical strength.
I said like the rate for muscle.
Well, I thought you were talking
like
about.
Like as in hired. Oh. As in hired, Adam.
Can I just do a little side note with Leo here? Look, I know that what worked with Grayson worked really well, but I don't think I could do it again because now we're in a committed relationship, so we may actually have to pay this one.
Yeah, I'm not taking that.
Yeah,
what?
All right.
What? Grayson sounds like
nothing,
buddy.
Sweetheart.
Grayson's been taking like a cut of all of your adventuring.
Yeah, we gave him looting rights.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
That's fair enough. That's legit.
Yeah, we're on board.
Do you consider yourself trained or untrained?
I'm trained as a druid.
But that's not what they're hiring you for.
Untrained.
Nah, how good's your lying ability?
Well, the thing is, you're kind of asking us.
I'm offering my services.
I don't know. We've kind of, it's less about paying like a mercenary. Like, it's just more about the adventure, really. I mean.
Excuse me?
So bluff? Bluff? Do you want me to roll your bluff,
it's
Leo?
It's the journey. Cassius?
You're trying to sell me a journey?
Yeah.
Well, you asked us if you wanted to come along.
Cassius, I'm just a small town boy living in this
small
lonely
time
world.
No.
He took a midnight boat going to Azamaril. You're just a small time girl living in this lonely world. You took a midnight boat going to Azamaril. Mm.
So, I mean, really, it's the journey, Cassius. I mean, we don't know what we're getting. But you're more than welcome to come along and share.
Do you not think I'm strong enough?
Oh, you can.
I want to punch the floor. I'm going to try and break the wood with my fist, and I'm going to use my spell Bull Strength. That gives me 4 extra strength.
So you cast a spell on deck. A lot of the sailors around you seem somewhat startled.
It's all right, whatever.
Your sinews and muscle, like, nearly double in size.
If this chick joins our crew, my ultimate goal is to make her dress up like a princess.
Okay.
You like dent the wood pretty well.
It's not about, I'm not trying to question your strength.
Maybe I didn't punch it hard enough.
It's more you can, whatever we get, you're more than happy to like, we will split 4 ways between us.
Looting rights?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, all right.
All right.
I'll take looting rights.
All right. I shake your hand and we do that kind of like test each other's
I'm
strength.
I'm a spit in my hand.
Spit right back. And we're like, you know, do the tensing, like try to.
Oh, okay. We're trying to out
like
hand
muscle
shake each other?
Yeah. Kind of like in The Predator.
with Arnie.
We're going to try and predator each other.
You know, even the handshake. Yeah. Like, that.
He crushes your hand. She crushes your hand. Oh.
Do I, can I, want to bluff that didn't hurt me.
You can. By the way, you take 5 points of non-lethal damage.
Got it.
Does he bluff me?
I would like to spend my time with this lady dwarf with mostly disdain and disgust until until she warms to me. I would like to make that
clear. Cassius, you can see him crying.
I know I hurt you.
Oh, yeah, you did. Oh, my God.
It's quite obvious what happened. He's not fooling no one.
I'm pretty chuffed.
Grayson, hold me.
No.
Aww.
Cassius, hold me.
No.
Mr. Fizz.
Mr. Fizz.
Yeah, thank you, Jackson, for shaking your head so that everyone can see it.
I'll turn to Mr. Fists and shake my head.
Don't Mr. You dare. Fists is fast asleep.
It's nighttime for him.
Can we make that a line, please? It's nighttime for him.
Okay, let's go to this.
So good.
Yeah, all right. So, yeah, we'll I don't know. Do you like punching up wizards?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right,
I like punching up pretty much anybody.
You're gonna fit right in.
The crew seems somewhat concerned.
I'm going to shoot her. You cast the spell.
I'm going to turn around and be like, fellas, it's all right. Won't happen again. It might happen again.
That seems more likely.
The next day.
All right.
You get into port. When you get off the boat, what's your first port of call?
I don't know. I'm following these guys.
Shopping. I would like to go shopping, please.
Elven cities are structured a lot differently to many other cities.
Because I know how
I haven't even finished and you're getting mad at me. Are structured a bit differently to other cities, you'll find.
The good thing is I don't know how other cities are structured.
That's
so
true.
It's all good to you.
In that rather than try to carve their way out of nature, elven cities sort of like work around nature. So they haven't...
It's nice.
Like I said, where forest meets sea. They have not attempted to log any trees here, so the city is in between trees in a forest.
Cute.
That's rad.
That is very rad.
I would like to seem very keen if we go past any elven, you know, jewelry stores.
Other than that, the layout of the city, you can tell, is similar enough to a regular one that you can make your way. You know a market when you see one. Are you actually looking for elven jewelry?
I'm just saying, like, if there are any jewelry stores, I might just, like, take a second to stop and look at all the pretty rings.
I've gained some health, yes.
Like, let's be honest. Grayson and I have... Oh, my whole love life is resting on this. Hi.
Yeah, you see an elven jeweler.
Oh, wonderful.
Elven crafts are probably a bit of a... Like a not a novelty. What's a word where it's...
Are they beautiful?
Yeah, they're very beautiful.
Oh, okay.
Ornate.
Yes.
I would like to just subtly be like, oh, that's pretty. Because I feel as though Grace and I have been together for a good while and I'm a bloody princess.
That's true.
So maybe... I mean, I don't want to look pushy and eager, but I just want to drop hints that maybe...
To make this official. Put a ring on this finger.
Yeah, or if just you like a nice it, necklace.
Put a ring.
A nice necklace would also be suffice, but, yes. You know, whatever. It's fine, whatever.
No pressure.
You do that, and maybe you, like, look out of the corner of your eye at Grayson.
Uh-huh.
And he, you get the impression that he gets the impression.
Yes.
And he, like, touches his coin purse, and you see him, like, try to, like, discreetly attempt to weigh how much gold he has.
Bless
him.
Oh,
my God.
Have I gained some health back from the sleeping overnight?
Oh, yeah, everyone should be. Oh, you mean the sub... Yeah. You would have completely healed that, yeah.
Oh, good.
The only reason I marked that down is in case you got into a fight in the brief moments I gave you.
Highly likely, though.
Highly likely. Yeah. That's on us.
Yeah.
Can you give me a description of the wizards you're looking for?
Okay, so we're going up to the university, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, we're going up to the university.
You can see that. It's set in this... You don't think it's naturally forming. It's a tree possibly...
I love this place.
A tree possibly the width of... I don't even know, like...
football field?
Like small a car. Skyscraper.
Oh, what a big tree.
It's a tree the size of a skyscraper, and you can see there is constructed within the tree... The university itself.
Oh, guys, it's made by squirrels. How good's that?
All right. Well, we're going to head up there and try and follow this lead because there were some wizards from Gold.
I thought you were going to buy things for
We
Yes.
Let's go. Going to buy things.
What are you looking to buy?
I've got some gold.
I want a wand of healing.
A magic wand, please. And maybe some potions. What else can we buy?
I'd like a hammer, Adam.
What do you want?
A hammer?
Just a hammer?
We don't have a lot of money.
Like a fighting hammer.
Oh, yeah.
A fighting hammer. You can't. Druids cannot use metal weapons.
He can pay
weapons.
For his own shit. We don't
Except
know him yet.
Scimitars,
Sheep?
Because they're like Sheep. Claws Sheep. Yeah. Or whatever.
You hate druids.
I hate druids.
Leo and I have decided that until I warm up to Jackson Lady.
Cassius.
That she could pay for her own shit.
Rude.
I'm not going to say it to your face. Gosh.
I think you have more gold than them.
I do. I'm very
rich. Oh, bugger.
So, once again, what are you looking for? Oh, the wand, sorry.
Yeah, we'd like wands. What else do we need?
Just a wand of healing at the moment.
Here's the problem. I've got some things written down that have been written down since day one, and then we decided that Criff was going to hold all of our stuff, and now he's gone. Mm. So I don't know what we do and don't have. I just know how much money we've got. Mm.
So did you want to go shopping?
Yes.
Probably not. I think we've got enough gold, to be honest.
A scout for untrustworthy folk. Shadies.
I'm regretting this, Ainsley.
I miss Griff.
I miss Griff.
He used to look for strange.
Cassius is great.
As you guys are heading, I don't know, I guess towards the you scan the crowd for shady-looking people. Mm-hmm. You don't see anyone particularly of note. Like, okay. I guess you see some people who are like, you know.
But nobody's looking like they're threatening us or following us.
No.
Sneaky
like
shit. All right. That's fine.
Grayson is leading the way. He seems to... You get the impression he might know this city.
Oh, right.
Excellent.
I'd like to subtly ask him if he's been here before.
Subtly?
Oh, well, I guess...
I'm just going to ask him, have you been here before?
I'd like to... Yeah, I'd like to outright
yes,
ask.
Yes, he says.
What were
you're
you
tripping
doing
over your
here?
Words. Wait, fucking hell. Oh,
fucking
oh.
Painfully, yeah.
Shut up, guys.
What'd you do in here? I try and get some small talk happening.
It was only briefly, he says.
Okay.
What
he does this a lot. He doesn't.
He's
a quiet man.
Doesn't talk much.
I know, that's why I like
about
him.
Himself at least. you get to the base of the tree, and there's like this massive winding staircase that goes around the outside. And I'm like I said, this thing's the size of a skyscraper. Damn. It goes all the way up to the top within like the leaves that you can barely even make out.
How good are we at stair walking? Are we gonna get real
I
tired?
Have little stumpy legs.
I also Both have little stumpy legs.
Oh, that's right.
The elves walking up and down don't seem too puffed, but...
They're elves.
No one here
elves.
Is elves. Is there elves.
There are.
Graded constitution.
Is there lifts?
There's a little joke out there.
I hate you. Is there lifts?
there are no visible lifts.
Are we
not
walking?
That you would know what that is.
Are we walking to the top?
Grayson like stops at this point. I'm not sure exactly where to start. I don't know. We just have to
Mr.
start.
Mr. Fists! Fly up.
It's his nighttime.
Damn it, Mr. Fists. Wake up, we need.
Is there like an information desk?
You wake up Mr. Fists. He seems very displeased.
Mr. Fists, do you think you could chuff on up to the top? See what's going on there? See if there's an easier way up, Mr. Fists?
I think we're just going to have to take the stairs.
Excuse me, Mr.
Mr.
Elf.
Mr. Fists. Mr. Fists flies upwards.
Excuse
Mr.
me,
Fists
I kind
is
of...
good people.
Okay, Cassius, I kind of like to just like wave one of the passing elves. Excuse me. Hi. Is there? We need to find some information about some wayward wizards. Where's the best place to ask about that?
Do you speak elven?
Do we?
I can answer that question myself.
Yes, I fucking do.
Good thing, because he doesn't speak common.
Ha ha.
In elven, he talks to you. He says, oh, wait, what was your question? Sorry.
We're after information about a group of wizards, wayward wizards.
From?
Gold
Crest. Crest.
Gold Crest.
Gold Crest.
He nods. Yes. I wouldn't know that much about that myself. Uh-huh. But if you, he like seems a little hesitant. If I gave you directions, would you know where to go on the tree?
I look at Grayson and say, he gives us directions and I pass them on to you. Do you know where we're going?
Grayson nods. Yeah, I reckon I could figure it out.
God, I love
pass
that,
that
man.
Information to the elf. Yeah,
so
it's fine.
Good.
Yeah. We've got one of our members has been here before.
Okay. So the elf begins describing a part of the tree. Uh-huh. Not directions to, like a part of the tree.
Okay.
You got that?
So how do we get there from here?
It doesn't really work like that. If you're getting your friend to show you, you just tell him and he should
I'd tell this
it
to
out.
Grayson.
Grayson nods. Yeah, I know exactly where that is.
We're getting lost in a tree today.
Cool. All right, Grayson, lead the way.
It takes maybe 2 hours for you guys to realize how lost you are.
Did Mr. Fists come back?
On the bright side, you start walking up the stairs, and it immediately becomes apparent that there's some magic to the tree. You, like, take one step, and you feel like you've just gone up five stories.
Rad.
I didn't even need to wake up Mr. Fists. I bet he's mad at me.
Eventually, Mr. Fists finds you. It takes him a while.
I'm going to apologize, give him a little cuddle and put him back on my shoulder.
He gives you like a little like sort of look like, this is my nighttime.
Like, sorry, Mr. Fists. Rude of me.
He goes back to sleep.
I love the idea that everyone you see you want to fight, but then Mr. Fists is like, oh, snuggly. Oh, snuggly.
Mr. Fists, you snuggly little bitch.
Just imagining like a sailor on the ship walking past your closed door as you say that at night.
What is happening in there?
I just don't want to know.
A couple hours and you realize you're lost. Grayson like looks around. You're maybe halfway up the tree.
We're lost, aren't we, Grayson?
No.
It's okay.
Do I believe him?
We would have been equally lost by ourselves, Grayson.
It's a very poor lie.
Grace is there the anybody worst lying.
Yeah, there's plenty of elves. A lot of them have, in this section of the tree, a lot of them have these like little fiery, like a phoenix, a tiny phoenix just flying around them.
Awesome.
Pretty much everyone.
Wave one of them down. Like, hi, in elvish. Hi, we seem to, our guide seems to have We're lost.
Where are you trying to go?
I explained to him
the area, description of
description
the tree that you were given.
We were given.
He nods. I could show you the way.
Awesome. Also, quick question. Those cool little phoenixes, what's that all about?
It's a sign of the tree is divided into different sections depending on the order you're from within the guild. It's a sign of our order.
Awesome. Like magic users, yeah?
Yes, we're all. Everyone on this tree is a magic user.
Yeah.
How does one become a little bit learned in magians?
I could teach you.
Yeah?
It's many long, hard years of study, though.
That's cool.
Gross.
Okay.
Cool.
I could live in a tree for a few years.
Adam,
guys.
I want a jewel class.
It's going to
be
trees.
It's a lot of years.
Okay.
Okay.
Can we do it by correspondence?
No.
Okay. Online
You'd have
learning?
To be here.
Adam looks so sad.
No, it's more than that. It's like a combination of anger as well.
I've been reading a mage book whilst I've been at sea.
It's like an
Adam.
Ice cream of sad with an anger whirl through it. So the mage takes you to where you need to go. It's there's like a door set in the tree. The door is also made out of wood. But it looks like it's like part of the tree that just sort of naturally becomes a door.
Cool.
It's hard to describe. You'll have to just imagine it with your mind.
I'm so glad.
The edge of the mind, if you will.
He gestures to the door. If you want to contact me about becoming a wizard, probably just go back down to the base. If I told you where to go, you probably wouldn't be able to find it, would you?
It's true, we won't.
Would I?
No.
I shake my head violently.
Probably not. Probably you could not. See if Grayson wants to give it another shot.
Grayson? I kind of give him a skeptical look.
I'm pretty confident, Grayson says.
We apparently could. Yes.
He leaves and you go in. No one was looking at me for a second. I thought we were done. you go in and sitting behind the entire room, like all of the furniture is part of the tree. And sitting behind a desk is a very elderly looking elf.
I love this place already. Mm. It's so cool.
Can I help you? He says in common.
Yes.
Yes. Hi, I'm Leo. This is my friend Ainsley, and here is Grayson. And would you like to meet Cassius?
A little curt nod.
Hi. We've come from a few different places, actually. We killed an evil wizard in the city of Gnar. And we've been sort
Carter.
Of...
Carter.
Yes, Carter.
We did.
We did.
You're on a mission to kill an enclave of wizards in Goldcrest.
Yes, we
That's the one.
This guy knows.
My name is Azrael the Seer.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hi, Azrael the Seer.
Sounds bad.
If you could call it a department, I head basically the divination section.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I see many things. This is why you have probably been sent to me.
So there's no point in showing you Carter's pickled head.
In fact, do we need to keep Carter's pickled head?
Because it's kind of gross.
You know it already exists that we killed him.
You're looking for evidence or to give evidence of his death?
Yeah.
You should hold on to it.
Oh,
all righty then.
I do not need to see it, though.
So heavy.
Do you want to?
I saw his death.
Wasn't it epic?
It was all right.
yes.
I prefer not to involve myself in violence.
That's cool. We did it for you. It's fine. Yeah. Wasn't it epic?
Are you asking me or him?
Not him.
He's
so annoyed at me.
You've come here to ask me a question. I suggest you get straight to it. I'm a busy man.
Where are these Gold Crest wizards conclave?
Some of them, there are an enclave of five left. There were more, but there are five left. Three have hidden themselves from me, too hard for me to find, and I do not think you will ever find them. But two, whose heads I do think you can acquire. One is not too far from here, only a day's travel south, as it would have. I believe he is coming to find and kill me before I can tell you.
You're very calm about this.
Yeah. So if we wait here...
Well, obviously he's too late, isn't he?
He is.
Mm-hmm. So if we wait here... if we wait here, won't he just rock up and try and kill you? We'll just hang around
here. He is also a powerful diviner and has potentially already seen that you have spoken with me or speaking with me.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to do.
Dealing with precogs is hard. Okay, so he'll see us coming and... Damn it. All right, okay, good.
Is there any way of masking that?
There are magical objects and items that can mask one from divination, but
we would like
such items are expensive.
Well, we're going to save you, so you give us some for borrowsies?
I don't have any myself, but I could tell you where to find one.
For free?
Yes.
Yes!
Deal.
Done.
In exchange.
Oh, no.
No purchasing. Just when you're done, I would like the item.
Okay.
Sure.
Don't see why not.
Seems like a good thing to keep, guys, but whatever.
I would normally, in such situations where I make bargains with people, warn you that if you betray me, I could find you. However, I couldn't. Because of the item.
Good time.
So I'm going purely on goodwill here, he says, not knowing any of you.
But he does know us.
He doesn't know you that well. He sees many things, but not everything.
Okay.
I want to...
And the other wizard?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I assume you want this wizard's name. Or do you just kill anyone?
We want the wizard's name.
A little bit of both. But then I look at Grayson and I'm like, maybe not everyone.
Fenrir.
Okay.
Like the wolf?
Like the wolf.
Okay.
Except he doesn't say that because that's not a thing in this world.
Then what's he named after?
I don't know, maybe his father?
So in this universe, there is no Fenrir the wolf, but they name people Fenrir.
Well, the languages still exist. It's still a name.
A puzzler.
Not really.
Something to think over in your bed.
It's like Smith is a surname. Oh, I guess there are Smiths, though. Let me try and think of another. You know what? We're getting ourselves caught up on something that strictly doesn't matter.
True.
It's a Nordic name, and so you will find it attached to a Nordic wizard.
Okay.
A outcast of his people, I believe.
Is he hiding out in a particular place? Or is he just north?
South.
South.
In a set of caves. When you come back with the item, I will tell you exactly where.
All right. And the other wizard? You said there was two.
I'll tell you more when you come back with the first wizard's head.
Okay, so where do we get this item?
Further along the coast, there's was a dragon's lair. The dragon is long dead, but its lair is still guarded by magical enchantments and some of the dragon's more fervent followers who, even in death, guard it.
How do we kill a ghost?
Punch it!
No, there's no ghost to fight.
You said even in death it guards it.
Zombies? Skeletons?
No, even in death his...
Zombies?
Are we fighting zombies?
No, you'll be fighting kobolds. What? Do you know of kobolds?
Yeah, yeah, little rat
What?
Little rat creatures.
No, look, get the big nose.
Not rat creatures.
Yeah, the big nose.
What they themselves claim to be descended from dragons, but no dragon will acknowledge that.
Oh.
Aren't they gross?
Hang on. I'll show Ali a picture. Everyone at home is just going to have to Google it.
Get Googling kobolds. Don't let your mom see that, though, in the search history.
So, private search, Google kobold.
Yeah.
I thought kobold was a type of blue.
That's a kobold.
I can't see from there.
Kobold. Kobold is
a dragon thing on the right page.
Blue.
He's kind of like a dinosaur.
Little chicken dinosaur.
They consider themselves dragon blood. Well, once again, no dragon would acknowledge that.
They don't look like one, but they do look like half a dinosaur, half a dragon, half a child, half a chicken.
That's two holes.
That's way too many halves there, Ali.
All right. Well, you have a look and tell me what it looks like.
Yeah, it's a crocodile dinosaur, man.
Yeah.
Done.
Well,
that's pretty easy, Ali. Nailed it.
So, in his lair, you will find it among his treasures. I would warn you, however, of the perils of gold lust.
Gold lust?
It's an actual illness?
Or a place?
No, or you're saying...
But, you know, take care. Take the amulet, maybe some gold for yourselves, but... If you stay too long, bad things will become of you.
Like
let's
what?
Live there.
Yeah, he's a seer. Let's just trust
I know, but like what? Like what do you mean? Like what are we getting ourselves into here? Look, okay, sorry, Cassius, we've done this before where we've just gone in half-cocked and things have gone bad. Yeah, I want to know
full cock, I understand.
Exactly, so I want to go in here full cock so I know what's going on.
An evil sits over the treasure, an evil indescribable and beyond my sight. I could not tell you exactly what dangers present over the treasure, but there are some.
So why are we doing this?
So what's
this
a
again?
Limit of how much treasure we can take and how much we can not take?
There's no number I can give you there.
We can have a good
take
guess.
Only what you think you need. Nothing more.
Alright. All right. I feel like we're quarter cocked now. I don't even feel like I'm half cocked.
If you want, you could find Fenrir without it.
No. I think that'll fuck us in the ass.
It's hard to predict these sorts of things, but it is potentially possible that you could slay him without it.
All right.
It's up to you.
Nat, we're going north to the Cave of Dragon. All right. Okay. Grayson, you got this? You know where we're going? Because I don't...
Grayson says, following the coast? I reckon I can handle that. But can he? Find out next time on D&D is for Nerds.
If you think this show is worth at least $1, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.